Proclamation number 3333 of 17th of November, 1944. Spiritualization of the substances of the body. The body should help the soul to spiritual maturity by giving itself up, by suppressing every desire and only allowing the soul's desire to come into its own, which, if the body releases it, completely surrenders to the spirit within itself, thus giving into its desire and its urge. The more the body joins the soul's desire, the more the soul's material external form spiritualizes itself, and then it no longer needs to cover such a long earthly path, whereas a completely materially attuned body still needs a long time after its physical death before it has overcome its desire. The spiritual substances of the outer forms of those souls are, as it were, refined. They are no longer so grossly material, although they are still earthly matter. The soul drags him over into the realm of the spirit which it has granted or dominion over itself, and the body follows it willingly. It renounces everything that otherwise seemed desirable to it. It is completely without resistance and therefore also no longer turned towards the world. And a person will mature faster if body and soul are subject to the spirit within. The latter now rules them in love and wisdom. What he demands, the soul and the body carries out, and this contributes to spiritual progress. For the soul will be able to hear the voice of the spirit because the body is ready at the same time by keeping every disturbance away from the soul, by putting itself into the state that the voice of the spirit expresses itself. For the body must completely detach itself from the world, it must close its bodily ear and leave the listening to the soul so that it will then convey it to it. The less the soul is hindered by the body, the more audibly the voice of the spirit sounds to it. But the body also has great success. It overcomes matter much more easily. It is, so to speak, strengthened by the food which the soul receives. It spiritualizes itself more and more, and the soul takes spiritual substances of the body into itself when it leaves the world. The earthly material components of the body will not have to go through such a long process of maturing. Sometimes they will even be admitted to the formation of a new human soul where they can completely spiritualize themselves. Where soul and body push towards the spirit, such spiritualization is guaranteed if God's eternal order is also paused in the upward development of the spirit. However, the course of ascent development can be considerably shortened when the spiritual's resistance is broken, i.e., when the spiritual itself gives up all resistance, which is always the case. When the body detaches itself from everything it otherwise strives for, when it facilitates the soul's spiritual striving by joining it and seeking to break every earthly fetter through conscious devotion and submission to the spirit within itself, which now draws soul and body to itself, and a rapid ascent development of both is now the result. Amen.